Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all set? Sorry. Yep. Okay.
John, first of all, how is the mood when it looked at one point on Sunday as if the unlikely would happen? And will this season only be regarded as a great season if you yourself go on to lift the European Cup for a second time?
The mood's good, to be honest. Training was very good today. I felt the lads, I can see the excitement in them ready for the weekend. That's good. Of course, we're disappointed on Sunday with the outcome, coming so close and then finding out what was happening in the other game was tough to take. But I couldn't be more proud of the lads for this season and how we've competed in every single competition. We've given absolutely everything, played the maximum number of games that we could have played. Won two trophies so far and got a big opportunity on Saturday to win another. So it's all positive here. Really good morale in the camp, and yeah, we just can't wait to get going again on Saturday and give absolutely everything one last time this season and try and get over the line to bring the Champions League trophy back to Liverpool.
But do you need that Champions League trophy to elevate it to a great season?
Well, we want it. We want it badly. I think other people will judge that. For us, we couldn't have done any more, really, if you look at the grand scheme of things in all of the games that we play. And we've put ourselves in an unbelievable opportunity for Saturday to go and be in another Champions League final. And I'm not really focused on what that brings afterwards. I'm all focused on that game. That's all I'm focused on. I'm not really interested in whether that'll make it a good season or not or whatever. I think for us, all focus is on the Champions League final, and then we'll assess after that.
This is kind of one for you both as well, because Mo has spoken about having a score to settle against Madrid after what happened in 2018. So, Jordan, how do you first of all see it?
Yeah, we've had a few laughs about that, to be fair. He didn't mean to say that, did you, Mo? No, I think, to be honest, I can understand from Mo's point of view. You know, it was a very emotional time for him, you know, to come off in that game in the way he did and get injured. It was tough. It was tough for him. It was tough for all of us. So I get it. But for me, you don't need any more motivation than a Champions League final. That's all the focus is on is going and performing. That's all we dreamt of as kids, to play in big games. And it doesn't get much bigger than a Champions League final against Madrid. We know it'll be really tough. You know, they're a fantastic side, world-class players all over the pitch. So we know we need to be at 100% if we're going to have any chance of winning. But that's always the case in football, and this is no different. So, yeah, we're ready and we'll give it absolutely everything in Paris.
Mo, how much or how strong is that feeling of revenge, motivation for this Champions League final?
Well, I'm very motivated to the roof, I think. After what happened, especially with Madrid last time, and also after what happened on Sunday, everybody's motivated to win the Champions League because this is like unbelievable trophy for us. And I think every season we'll fight for it since I came here. And I think everybody's excited for it.
I know you've been asked this question a lot this season, so I will ask it again. Would European Cup success make you more likely to sign a new contract? How close are you to finalising your future? And how likely are you to stay here beyond next season?
That's three questions. That's three different questions.
3-1.
I think in my mind, I don't focus about the contract at the moment. I don't want to be selfish at all. I even said about that like 2 months ago or 1 month ago. It's about the team now. It's a really important week for us. I can say I'm just focused with the team. I want to win the Champions League again. I want to see Hendo having the trophy again in his hand and hopefully give it to me after. I'm just focused with the team, really. I don't want to talk about the contract now because it's like we have a long time. I'm staying next season for sure. That's clear. I'm staying next season, so let's see after that.
Good luck.
Thank you. We'll go to Julia next, if we can.
Jordan, when the manager sort of set that mission back in the winter about winning every game, remaining unbeaten, did you envisage that you would be where you are now as a team with this final and obviously what you achieved in the Premier League and the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup as well?
We always have belief. I mean, if we go back to the start of the season, you know, we always say that we want to compete in every single competition. It's pretty difficult to do that, but I feel as though we couldn't have done any more this season in every single competition that we've played, and that comes from the young lads from the academy all the way through to the first team staff and squad. We've given absolutely everything all season, and we've performed very well, and rightly so. We've been in all competitions right until the very end. Saturday is a huge opportunity to finish the season off on a high, and we'll do everything in our power to be able to do that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I just wonder from a fun point of view for both of you as well. I mean, do you use emojis? Are you kind of emoji kind of people with messages and stuff like that? I just wondered if you had an emoji to sum up the season, which kind of emoji it would be.
She's asking
you. I'll tell you.
I'm after, asking both of you.
I'll tell you after Saturday.
What about you, Mo?
Same.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Carl at the front, please.
I just one for Jordan. Jordan, hello.
Sorry.
You're right. Just going back to the final against Real, how you felt personally after that final?
Very low point, of course, in my career. To get so close to your dream and then for it to be taken away right at the last hurdle was pretty tough to take. So it was... a pretty tough time in that moment to lose to Madrid. But looking back, you know, I learned a lot from that. We all did. And we used that experience to be better, be stronger. And to win it the year after made it even more special.
And just same question to Mo, really. I mean, similar sort of feelings, Fiona. We sort of how you felt. We saw you in the, obviously walking through with your arm in a sling and stuff. Do you recall that? Have you blocked out or?
Oh, I think I remember when I went out after 30 minutes or something. That was like the worst moment in my career. I was really, really down in that time because like playing the Champions League. I had a good season that time, and just playing the Champions League, you came off after 30 minutes. The worst thing could happen to any football player. And after the game, I knew the result because I was in a hospital. I came back, I knew the result from Hendo. And I was like, we cannot lose this way. I never felt that feeling before in football, especially the first Champions League for all of us, or most of us. So we lost it. We were very, very disappointed. But I think after that summer, we came back, we talked to each other. I think Hendo and Mili talked in the dressing room, if I remember right. And they say we go again for everything. And we managed to win it the year after. So that was also kind of revenge in a way. But I think we managed in the best way possible.
You were in such good form that season. Do you think you may be targeted in that final as if they isolate you, then they almost stop the team?
I don't know. I think as a team we're doing good. I'm having a good season, very good one actually. And I just try to help the team to win games. That's the most important thing for me.
Okay, we'll go to Paul next, please.
Mo, I was just wondering how do you get over the disappointments that you've had with Egypt this season? How do you get stronger and carry on with your form? Who do you turn to get over that?
Well, I think I didn't have time really to think much about that. I was really disappointed after what happened with the national team. Then I just came back to England. I think the day after I was in training, just carry on, go play Watford game. I didn't want to think about it. I felt in that time like, look, there is 3-4 other trophy you can win. Just go for them. And I gave it a try. I gave my best. And until Sunday, I think we were close to win the three, but we were unlucky because City also a good team. They did great against Villa and they won the game. So I just, in my mind, just realistic a little bit. I'm trying to think positive all the time, and I failed after Egypt. Like, we have Carabao Cup, FA Cup, Champions League, Premier League with the team. Nothing else you can do, so just try to give your best for the team.
Okay, we've got a Dom in the middle, please.
John, just two things. One, I think nobody's played more games this season than you. How are you feeling physically in terms of, obviously, you're out the England squad? Just talk about that. And two, when you reach a Champions League final, it's obviously the third in 5 years. Do you approach them now as if, you could both answer this really? Do you cherish them more now, thinking it might be your last? Because it's an incredible run. It's not going to continue. Football isn't like that. Do you both think this might be the last chance and you have to grasp it?
You never know when the last chance or the last opportunity is. So that's why the next opportunity is the biggest one. And this opportunity on Saturday is huge. You know, it's everything to us as a team, as players. And that's why we'll give it absolutely everything. You never know what's going to happen in the future, especially in football. Things can change so quickly. So you've got to cherish every moment and you've got to be ready whenever the opportunities come. But we've worked for a long period of time to get these opportunities that don't just happen. We've worked tirelessly for years together as a group, and then when you get the opportunity you need to be ready and give everything, and I know this team's ready to perform, and we'll do that Saturday, and hopefully that's enough for us to win the Champions League.
Physically,
I think again, probably my numbers speak for themselves this season. I played a lot of games, I felt really good. You know, Moore's give us a few tips on recovery which I've learned from, and it's helped us a lot. So yeah, this season for me personally has been really positive, and I've been really fresh for majority of the season. Like I said, it's probably the most I've ever played, number of games wise, I think including internationals, maybe over 60. So yeah, that's pretty special for me, especially when you get into your 30s and people start questioning, are you getting too old all the time? It's nice to sort of put out their numbers and perform as well. So just very grateful that I could stay fit this season. And then hopefully, like you touched on with England, I spoke to Gareth a few days ago and we spoke about the summer and what was best for me, but also the team. And with the amount of games, with the Champions League final, with other players in the squad that's going to be playing, he felt as though that the best thing for me was to have a rest, have a break, and make sure that I was ready to go again next season in the best possible condition. And hopefully that'll be a positive for Liverpool, yes, but also England when the World Cup comes.
Well, what were the tips you gave him?
This is the secret. We can't give them.
No, I don't. I will not talk about that. If you want to say it, you can say it. I don't talk about that.
Okay, Dom, if you can pass the mic forward, we'll go to Carl. We'll take the last couple of questions before Jürgen comes through.
First for Mo, a player who came in January, Luis Diaz. How impressed have you been with him? He's been brilliant, hasn't he, since he came in the door?
He doesn't speak in English, so we are not. No, I think he's a great player. He made a huge difference in our games, especially like Benfica away, Villarreal away, sorry. He's doing good. We have a lot of players speak Spanish and Portuguese as well. He's a very important player for us, and I think he's doing good.
And Jordan, you've got the parade on Sunday. So how much motivation does it give you to win that Champions League trophy, to show it off to the fans again on Sunday? Because you couldn't show them the league title off, could you? So how much are you looking forward to that as well?
I'm not really thinking about that too much, to be honest. My full focus is on the game on Saturday. But yeah, you're right. Hopefully we can perform, we can do the business in Paris, and obviously bring the Champions League trophy back to Liverpool would be extra special and something that the team and the fans deserve, I feel. But we know that's never easy. It's going to be really tough, and we've just got to be fully focused on the game and give everything like we have all season and see what happens.
Okay, Carl, if you can pass the microphone back, we'll take the final question there, please.
Jordan, I spoke to Phil Thompson earlier this week. He said that lifting the European Cup with Liverpool as the captain was the greatest moment in his sporting career. Where did it rank for you, and what would it mean to do it a second time?
Yeah, I would say winning the Champions League in Madrid was probably the biggest moment in my career so far, for sure, the most special. To get over the line, to finally win the Champions League, to missing out so close on the year before. It was a really emotional time for me, for the lads, for everyone involved. So I definitely put it there as number one in my career so far. And that's why I have even more motivation to sort of get that feeling back again, hopefully on Saturday. That would be nice. And we can celebrate it again.
I'm sure you guys know the history, but 1981 in Paris, Liverpool against Real Madrid, Alan Kennedy scored. Who's going to be your unlikely match winner this time?
Hopefully me.
Okay. Great. We'll leave it there, guys. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. Thanks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.